Today's daf is Nida, daf Samach Hei. Nida Samach Hei, as we continue in the last perek here in Maseches Nida, in Perek Tinokas. And we are on the bottom of Samach Dalid Amid Beis, as we are in the sugyas of Dam Besulim. To note, I wanted to mention yesterday, it's interesting, the last daf, the last perek in Shas, is the Dam Besulim. Is there any deeper message about that? Maybe one could suggest that just when we think we're finishing, we're really just starting. And we think we're finishing the Shas. We are finishing Shas, Baruch Hashem, but, you know, Dam Besulim. We're just starting, and Baruch Hashem, we should all be Zocha to finish and to start as well. Okay, the Gemara said at the end of the daf on Tamar Talad Amabez, the discussion of what happens if somebody has a Maisa Bia and does not find Dam on the first Bia, but finds Dam on the second Bia. So Machlokos Rabbi Chanina and Rav Asi. Rabbi Chanina says Temeya, because after all, if it was Dam Besulim, you would have found it the first time. Rav Asi says Tahora, maybe the first time was Bihataya. Maybe the first time the man had a Bia, and it just so happened that he was able to be Boel without breaking the Besulim. Like Shmuel says, Yecholin live Kama Bios below Dam. And the other sheet that says, no, you can't have a Choshish for Shmuel, because Shiny Shmuel, the Rav Guvri. Shmuel was unique. Shmuel has special powers, special abilities in the area of Bia Behatoya. The Gemara said, this is, right, but Shmuel was a doctor. He knew the anatomy very well. So he was able to do this. Tosas points out, Tosas in Rasul Shiny, Mashma Hacha, the Shmuel Oshrich. It sounds like from our Gemara that Shmuel is not so common. Right? The Gemara says, no, Shmuel is different. Rav Guvrei. But if you look elsewhere, says Tosas the Kasha, second line of Tosas, the Perakama de Ksubis, Ka'amar, Rov Biki and Batoya. The Gemara at the beginning of Ksubis says that most people are Biki and Batoya. So you see, Shmuel is not so unique. So the Gemara answers, no, it depends what we're talking about. V'yesh lomar de hataya de ksubis eina bi'ila gemura she tis'aberba kibishar bios. Others can do hataya, but cannot do a bi'a gemura with hataya. A bi'a gemura, which would be mazria, and be able to cause pregnancy. So a complete ma'aseh bia, that's very unusual, and that only Shmuel could do. The idea of hataya, to do a partial ma'aseh bia with hataya, so that's something that is more common, and that's what the Gemara means there in Maseches Ksubis. Okay, that's finishing up relating to the abilities of Shmuel. Amar Rav, third to last line, Samach Dal and Amar Beis. Amar Rav, Bogeres Nosan Olayla Rishon. Rav says that we had three categories of women in the Mishnah. We had lo higiyas mana liros, higiyas mana v'larasa, and ra'asa, v'od v'besaviyah. But that was all about Ketana and Nara. But Rav comes along and says, what about Bogeres? What about a girl who gets married above the age of 12 and a half, as the Gemara is going to say? We know Naris is a 6-month period between 12 and 12 and a half. So what happens if a girl gets married above that? Bogeres, like Bizman Azeh. Bogeres, Nosin La, Laila Harishon. We give her the first night, says Rav. V'yani Mili, Laila Harishon, which means, like Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah, even more than one Maisa Bia, but only the first night. V'hani Mili, Shalo Rasa. And this is only, though, if she has not seen yet. Aval Rasa, but if a woman is a Bogeres and she has already seen, like most today, Ein Lo Ela Bilas Mitzvah V'sulo. So then Rav says, all she gets, halachically, is the first Bia. Bilas Mitzvah V'sulo, again, we'll get to the Maskana, Be'ez Hashem, later on today's daf. But that's Rav, Bogeres, only, Bogeres Sherasa, only Bilas Mitzvah. Meisvei, question from a Braisa, Maisa V'nasan La Rebbe, Arba Leilas V'tokhid Beis Chodesh. There was a story that Rebbe allowed a woman to have four Bios within a 12-month period. 12-month period, Rashi says, Bo'al Laila Harishon, she was Boel. He was Boel. He was with his wife the first night. V'halach baderek miyad, and then he went somewhere, unusual. And then, v'shoah shlosha chadashim, 3 months later he came back and had bia again. U'matzadam, and then a third time, right? U'ba'al v'fnei Rebbe, and Rebbe said, and then a fourth time. And they came in front of Rebbe, and Rebbe said all the times, ah, it's dam besulim. Rebbe gave, that's what it means, v'nasan la Rebbe. Rebbe gave this couple 4 nights, meaning he was allowed them to attribute it all to dam besulim. There's a little difficulty, the Aruch Laner and other Achronim point out that Rashi says there were 3 month intervals between the bias. If it was 12 months, so then it should be could be 4 month intervals if you're going to, he should have been mefarish, right, between each one. go. So maybe that's what Rashi means. Maybe the Alkaner said the last v'chein isn't exactly the same interval in between. Maybe it was 3 months between the first couple, and then the last one had a larger time in between. That's the ha'ara on Rashi. In other words, according to Rashi, you have 3 months between the first and the second bia, 3 months between the second and the third bia, and then 6 months between the third and the fourth bia. Because when Rashi says, v'chein pam shniyah v'shlishis, that doesn't mean exactly the same intervals. Okay, that's the ha'ara of the Aruch Haner and the Chachmas Pesalel, that if you take Rashi literally 3 months, then you're just short one, because you're up to the fourth bia already by the end of 9 months. Hey Chidami, so back to the Gemara. So how old is this woman, is this girl, that Rebbe gave four Lilos to within 12 months. So Hechidami. And again, we're going to end up bringing this as a question on Rav. Rav, who says that by a Bogeres, we only give her Lila Rishon. We're going to end up asking a question on that. So Hechidami. So Ilema, Diavla Kulubi, Me Katnus. Was the story with Rebbe of giving four nights within a year, within 12 months, was it a girl who was a Katana from start to finish? Achetich Yamakatanan. So then why does Rebbe limit it to four nights? Like Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah, Ashadech Yamaka, until the wound is healed by a Eina Re'uya Liros. So that can't be the case. So Ella, Diavla Kulu Bimei Narus. So maybe the next choice. Maybe they will all be Bimei Narus. That also doesn't work. Narus, Yudbeis Chodesh, Mi'ika, is Narus a 12-month period? V'ha Amar Shmuel. Ein Bimei Narus L'Bagwes, L'Vav Chadash Milvad. Narus is only 6 months. So you can't have all of these Maisa Bias within Narus, because Narus is only 6 months, and the story is 12 months. So V'chitema, and if you want to say, that's not what Shmuel meant. When Shmuel says Narus is 6 months, that is only a minimum, but not an exact number. V'chitema, Batzer Mehachi Hudaleka. Maybe it's at least 6 months. That's what Shmuel is saying. Hatfei Ika, but really, maybe Narus could be more. So Habilvad Kamar, that can't be, because Shmuel says the word Bilvad. It's 6 months Bilvad. Only 6 months. So the Gemara says, so what is the case of Rebbe? So it can't be all Bimei Katnus. It can't be all Bimei Narus. Next try. It's got to be some overlap. So which overlap? You have two choices of overlap. Katnus and Narus, or Narus and Bagris. Those are the two choices. So Ella, Diyov, L'shtayim Bimei Katnus, V'shtayim Bimei Bagris. So is it two of the Bias were Bimei Katnus, 6 months Bimei Katnus, and two of the Bias were Bimei Narus? So maybe that's what it meant. So haba minei, Rav Chinina bar Shalmia, may Rav. But that can't be, because Rav Chinina asked Rav, he gives mana liros tachas bayalamahu. What if she was in a younger category, and then once she's married during this time period of Dan Basulim, she was Higiyas Manaliros. So how do we calculate? Because she has some bias beforehand, and then she has some bias afterwards. Omer Lei, Rav answers, Kol Bi'ilo Sh'ata Boel, Einon Ela Achas. Rav says that all the previous bias, all the Lo Higiyas Mana bias, all are one. Doesn't matter if there could have been 10 bias. But treat them all as one. That's all that's needed, says Rav said that's all that they are considered. All bias that she was Boa, but Katnus are considered one. And then Memela, how many does she get altogether? Vahashar Mashlim and Ladala Lelos. And the rest, once she's a Giazman Aleros, what did Beis Hillel say in the Mishnah? Admoti Shabbos Arba Lelos. Then she could have three more Biyamei Na'arus. So what do you see from there? That one Biyamei, that as many as she has, Biyamei Katnus, is considered one, and then she has three more BMA Na'arus, Vahasham Ashleman Lidalid Lelos. So that's the question now, because we said the suggestion we wanted to say was two BMA Katnus, two BMA Na'arus. Says no, that won't work, because all the ones BMA Katnus would be considered one. So then you would need three BMA Na'arus. And if you have the intervals, then again, it's going to be more than 6 months. So Ella must be Diyavla. This must be the case that Rebbe gave her 4 nights. Yud Beis Chodesh. Diyavla Achas Bimei Katnus. Really, it was one Bimei Katnus. Vishtayim Bimei Bagris. Va'achas Bimei Narus. Va'achas Bimei Bagris. 1, 2, 1. It was one, each one in the first section, in the first age. Two in the middle stage, Narus, and one in the Bagris. That's what we suggest is the case of Rebbe. So if that's the case, now we have a question on the original statement of Rav. Rav, remember, who said that by a Bogeres we give her 1 night. That's it. So Iyamar Bishlamo Bogeres Ba'alma Yavina Latvei. So if you say a Bogeres normally gets more than one, Let's say she gets two, Rashi says, she gets two nice. If you say normally, we'll give her two. But Rashi says, yeah, Rabbi Shlomo Bogers, Baal Moshnis, Isla Acher Shabagra. Isla Tfemi Laila Achas, Isla Beis Leilos. See, if she normally has two, then you understand our case. Kihechi Ta'ahani Katnas Bimei Narus, Lamipsa Lachada. Just like we said earlier, all the Bias, Bimei Katnas, and then she becomes a Nara, all the Bias of Bimei Katnas, knock off one Bia, which we, she would be allowed to have Yimei Narus, is all considered one, so one B is knocked off. So you say, Hani Nami Narus, Labagras, Lamipsa Lachadas, so too, Narus, everything she has, Yimei Narus, looking at it from her Yimei Bagras, would also knock off one, just like every time period. So Katnus is all considered one, Narus is all considered one, and then Bagras, usually you have two, but in our case, it'll be, you'll only have one, because two, Bimei Bagras is only if she's married Bimei Bagras. But if she already had Bias earlier, so you assume everything that she had Bimei Naris is considered one, she normally has two, and that's why in this case of Rebbe, she would only have one. It goes down one. Ele'i Amrit Bokeres da Alma, lo yavin on latfei. But if you say like Rav said, that even Bimei Bogeres plain, she only gets one, so then, what's going on in our case, of Rebbe's case of the Brisa? She had one Bimei Katnus, two Bimei Naris, and one Bimei Bogeres, but she always gets that. She always gets one Bimei Bogeres. So what's going down? Shouldn't something go down because she had all these Bias before? So, lo lesiv, ela bilas mitzvah, vesulo. So we should go down. What could you go down from one night? Let her have only bilas mitzvah. Let her have the first maisa bias. We discussed yesterday why it's called maisa bilas mitzvah. But let her only have one. That's the kasha on Rav. Again, according to Rav, if Bulgaris only gets one bia, so why in the Brisa, in the story of Rebbe, does she still get one night, just like a normal case of Bulgaris, if she didn't have any bia beforehand? Here, she had plenty of bias beforehand. Ketana and Naris, so she should go down something, go down to at least bilas mitzvah. It must be that a Bulgaris normally has more than one. And that's why she could go down to one. So it's a kasha on Rav. Answers the Gemara. No, the olam diyavla achas bimekanos v'gimel bimeinaris. We're not talking about Bagras at all. Rebbe's story is not about Bagras, so it has nothing to do with Rav. It's one bimekanos and three bimeinaris, and just say that they weren't equally separated. It says 12 months. Bemisavres kol talosa yarchi chada ona. Who says that every 3 months is an ona? Maybe that's where Rashi got it from before about shlosha chadashim. Kol trei yarchi chada ona. No, every 2 months. You could have it 2 months is chada ona, right? So therefore, there's no bagris at all, right? So therefore, there's different types of intervals between each time. But you work it out that three of the bias are bimei naris. Good, period. Minyamim saksina'a havishakel va'azel asir de Shmuel. Minyamim saksina'a was on his way to Shmuel's place. Savar, and he already sent out word that he was going to give a certain psak when he got to Shmuel's place, which Lachar was Naharda. Savar lemevet of the kavasi derav afilu rasa. He was going to paskin in Shmuel's place. He was going to paskin like Rav that Bogeris only gets one afilu rasa, right? Even rasa. Rav said Bogeris gets one if lo rasa. If rasa, she only gets bialas mitzvah. He was going to pass it like Rav afilu rasa. So really, if you think about it, let's just read it. On my lo palag Rav bin rasa bin lo rasa. He says that Rav wasn't machalik. He suggests that the hani mili that we have in the Gemara is not midivrei Rav himself. That's just from the suggestion of the anonymous Gemara, but not that Rav himself said it. It's interesting. On the way there, we could say that he's going to do two things wrong. Number one, he's fasting like Rav Bimakim Shmuel. I'm already foreshadowing. And number two, he's misunderstanding Rav, according to how we understand it. That's what he's going to do. So, Kadim Shachiv Be'orcha. He died on the way. He never got there. Shmuel hears about it. Kari Shmuel Alei Derav Lo Yeune Letzadik Al Aven. No harm will ever come to a tzaddik. Talking about Rav, the godless of Rav, Shmuel said that, you know what, this person was going to go misrepresent what Rav said, and that a great tzaddik is zocha, that people don't misrepresent him, even Rachman al-Islam we have throughout history, great gedolim that are misrepresented by their talmidim sometimes. But at least in the case of Rav, Shmuel said that Rav was zocha not to be misrepresented by by Minyam in Saksana'a, and in that way, that's why he died on the way. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says on the fourth wide line of Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Savar, Avo Bahavshay Rosa Lasos, Mashalo Amarav Ve'olam, Bezahayim Akmet Shmuel. Shmuel was very upset about that. Right? That's what the Ramban also says here, that it was an onesh. It was an onesh that he was doing something incorrectly. But what exactly was it an onesh for? So if you look at the Ramban, and this is expanded upon by the Aruch Laner, Shmuel was an anav. Really, the onesh was for paskinim b'makam mar d'asra. Right, and Shmuel was the mar d'asra, and Minyamin wasn't allowed to paskin like him. Says the Aruch Laner, this showed Shmuel's anav. He told everybody, based on the Ramban, he told everybody that the reason that he must have died was lo yunal tzadik alavim, because of the greatness of Rav. But really, it was because of his greatness, because he had the anava, he wouldn't say, but that's really why he was put to death. That's the galus of Shmuel. In his anava, that is what he did. He did not take any credit for the event. He gave it all to Rav. Good. Amrav Chinnah Bar Shalmiya Mishmei de Rav. Next, Rav Chinnah Bar Shalmiya before asked Rav a question. So now we have another statement of Rav Chinnah Bar Shalmiya, right? Up above. Sixth line or so on our Amud. Rav Chinnah asked Rav a question. So now we have a statement of Rav Chinnah Bar Shalmiya in the name of Rav. Kivan Shenitku Shinav Shel Adam. When a person's teeth fall out. Another way of saying when a person gets old, nisma'atu mizonosav, his mizonos gets less. Rashi says kashin lavo, it's harder for a person to make a parnasa when they get older. Nisma'atu mizonosav shenemar, as the pasuk says, gam ani nasati lachem nikyon shinayim. Pasuk in Amos, Hashem says, I gave you nikyon shinayim, which we're understanding as teeth are you're coming menukeh. Becoming lost of teeth, v'kol areichem, v'choser lechem, v'chol mekom oseichem. And it follows choser lechem. So the pasuk says, when a person gets older, it's hard for him to make a parnasa. That is what the pasuk is referring to. And therefore what? And therefore, says the Maharsha, a person should take into account this and make preparations when they are younger, when they're getting the parnasa. Says the Ramban, says the Marsha, Nismatum is an osaf, Kashim Lava, Bahainu, Mishum de Bana Aruso, Yachol Laharviach, Kidamrino le Kaman, Verakatinok, as we'll have later on. Mayasa, Adam, Yis Asher, Yarbe Bishora, Vizei Efshal Adam, Viziknuso, a person can be Marbe Bishora and go on deep, long business trips when they are older. So, Veashmi Inon, so the Gemara is teaching me here. Classic line in the Gemara. The Gemara is full of everything. Afokpa v'afokpa. The Gemara is giving us advice. De yira adam la hashir lo mamon lehistapek mimeno b'ziknuso. V'yal yitin kol nechasav lebanav b'chayav. Kedamrin perek ezeo neshech, kone lo adam la'atzmo ze'anose kol nechasav lebanav b'chayav. Says the Marsha, retirement plan. Not to go overboard and crazy that I can't learn anything for 45 years because I'm working on my retirement, but all in a context, all in a proper perspective. The Marsha says this is the line in the Gemara about a retirement plan. Because mizonosav nismatu, therefore a person should always take into account and always make sure that they are prepared for the future. That is the Maharsha here. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I think, the Tshuva of Ramosha and others about life insurance. Ramosha writes in Chelek, in Yaradeya, in Chelek Aleph, Simin, I'm sorry, wrong one. That's the Ramosha we're going to get to later. We'll get to that in a second, a few minutes. Ramosha in Arachayim, in Chelek Bey, Simin Kufyot Aleph, Be'inyan Insurance. He has a shuva in 1964. Is that a lack of bitachon, getting life insurance? Ogam iser insurance policy Hashem can give you osher. Hashem can give you osher. Says Rav Moshe, ein bazeh shum chisaron bebitachon Hashem yisbarach. There is no lack of chisaron at all. This is like a business deal. You do business, you do your ishtablus. So this is your ishtablus. Sha'adam lo rak sherashoy. Not only is a person allowed to try to make a living, he's obligated to support a family. A husband is obligated to support a family. That's me ikar adin. It's not me'ikar hadin that the wife supports the husband. That's not me'ikar hadin. As Rav Pam points out in one of his svarim, that's lefim b'shur hadin if the wife chooses to do that. But me'ikar hadin, it's the husband's responsibility to support the family. That's what it says in the ksuba. The asur lo lomar. So back to Rav Moshe. The asur lo lomar. It's the asur for a person to say sha'afim lo yaseh klum yasmin lo Hashem yisbarach parnasaso me'iza ofen. No, I won't do anything. Hashem will give me mon. No, to me nalo sheish los chuskazeh. Who says yours on such a bomb madrega? Levada iser lisboch al anes. Besides that iser, af le'elu shereuyin le'asos lamnes. Even somebody who's on the level of getting an ace done to them, they still are not allowed to be somech. To ha'asar af le'hispalo sheyasol Hashem yisbarach nes. Kim mefurish bebrachas daf samach. Right, we're not allowed to be mispalo. Then the brachas, the person who purposes his wife is pregnant, he writes so that my wife has a baby boy. And so he's a tshila shav. You're not allowed to do that. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, yes, Leah Imenu is different, she davened, but apashtus is that you're not allowed to do that. Become makom kach nizer me Hashem Yisparach. Sherak aidei eze maisa avoda umischar yishtach lo Hashem Yisparach parnasaso. Yes, it all comes from Hashem. But Hashem goes there that this is what it should be. A person should do their ishtavlus and they'll get their parnasa through this mitzat shenem or mizeh sapecha toch alechem. Through your zeah, that's how you lead your lechem. V'chulu, and he continues, at the end he says, V'kivan shiukein, af l'gdolim v'tzadikim, sheroi l'yosos lamnes. Even to tzadikim, I'm telling them to get life insurance. Kosikin le'elu shebidareinu, she'anan yasmi diyasmi, she'asalon alismach alanes, fein shum chet, ama shemishtalon levakish umnes yoser nocha v'kala, v'ru'uya l'fishumat anashim yoser laviyach, and it's no problem to go into a business where you'll make a lot of money. Even though you have to understand where the money is coming from, ultimately. Hashem could give parnasa from any umnes. She'ein anias min ha'umnes, ve'ein ashiras min ha'umnes. El ha'kol afiz chuso, quoting Chazal. So a person who chooses their business. And therefore says, Rav Moshe, v'yim kein, gam insurance. Hu kechol in yoni mischar. This is a business investment. The chadomish she'osin leparnasas atzmo parnasas bondav she'rashon likach zekim shu ma'aser parnasa. You're allowed to. You're obligated to do. This is what a kaddish. Who do you think gave you the life insurance? Kibin she'rashem yisbarach nasan deya bedoros achronim she'eisek zeshal insurance ba'olam. Hashem created and put into the minds of people to create life insurance. So hu davar tov v'ra'ui gam lanashim k'sheirim yirei Hashem yisbarach. That is the Rav Moshe, and that's based on this Maharsha. In Nida Samachay, the retirement policy, life insurance Maharsha, based on the Gemara of Nitkushinov Nisma'atu Mizonosa. The Shevet Alevi, it's not only Rav Moshe, the Shevet Alevi has a Shuva, where he talks about this. First part of the Shuva is a little more extreme. For example, Shuva, he talks about women driving. He is not a fan of women driving. This is the Shevet Alevi in Dalid Aleph. Dalid Aleph, he wrote this Shuva regarding four topics. That was the first one. He is not a fan of a woman being a driver. But in the end of the Shuva, where he talks about life insurance, he says, "Kasher sha'alta binyan tochniyot ha'sichun b'kein bituach chayim shamatara hi kasher adam agil me'zikno shorosa l'chasen l'chatein banav shi'el lo kesef chasuch." Even not life insurance, some type of insurance that he'll put away, that he'll have when he wants to marry off a child. Put it away. Security. L'aniyas daitenu ein bo mishum chisaron bituach emuna. The davar pashit. So you have to prepare for it. Well, you expect to marry off a child and not have anything prepared? So he says that's not a choser bitachon. He says even if you want to say maybe the rabbanon of the Gemara, the Tanam and the Amoraim, but that's not us, like Rav Moshe says. Okay, two final points relating to falling out teeth. Nechashuke chemed. He discusses the Gemara elsewhere. The Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, the Gemara Brachas Nunvav, but where it talks about Chalomos, the last parak in Parak HaRoah, the Shulchan Aruch says, there are certain events that if somebody sees in a dream, it is a bad omen, and therefore somebody should have a tainus Chalom. HaRoah Sefer Torah Shenisraf. Sometimes it says Reish Peches in the Shulchan Aruch. If somebody sees a Sefer Torah being burned, or Yom HaKippurim B'Shas Ni'ila, O Koros Beso, or somebody sees the walls of their house falling down. Oh, shinap shenaflu. Or he sees his teeth falling out. Sorach lehisanos. He has to fast. So he talks about 2 points there. Number one, the Gemara says, bechalomos holchan achar apet. By a dream, if we have a bad dream, we're never just supposed to say a bad dream. If the only time we're ever supposed to repeat a bad dream is if we will have a hatava le, a pitaron letov. Because it says, all chalamos go after how it's interpreted. Like Yosef Atzadik. So if we get a good interpretation, so then, you know, we should, it should be good. So he says, first of all, he asks, if somebody's teeth fell out, is there a way to interpret it Latova? And if Kishapatu go Latova, does he still have to fast? So he says, yeah, he quotes some other Sfarim, the Shulchan Atar, that maybe, yes, it can mean something positive. Because if your teeth fall out, usually when teeth, using your teeth means grinding and pushing and working, so maybe teeth falling out means you'll have it easy. You'll have life easy. Your teeth fall out, you won't have to use your teeth. So he says, I don't believe in that pshat, because look at our Gemara. Look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says if your teeth falling out, it's not a good sign. Mizonos of Kashim. So he goes back and forth. But he says maybe you should have it in mind by Berachas Kohanim, as the Rabbanu Shlomo said in certain circles, as the Gemara says in the end of Brachas. But he goes through and he ends up saying Lagabi Sheila. He says even if he finds some Pitaron Latov, he would still fast on Shabbos, because after all, why did Chazal say you should fast on Shabbos? You know, they knew. Why didn't they just say go get a Pitaron Latova? It must be even if you get a Pitaron Latova, one has to fast. Bizman Azeh, he quotes at the end, the Chazon Ish writes that, you know, many do not fast on bad dreams. Harbei Pamim, he quotes one of the letters of the Chazon Ish, Harbei Pamim Chalamti Chalomos Ke'ela, Velo Samti Libi Lazeh, V'nachot Shiyomar Be'ez Berchas Kohanim, Rebona Shel Olam, Sidi Rebona Shel Olam, when the Kohanim do Berchas Kohanim, and the Nachlus Avos says that Bizman HaKedumim, in the earlier generations, when they were Kedoshim, then you could say that a dream was a Karov on a certain level of Nevuah. Bizman HaMe'elu, Chalom HaShavi Dabeiru, and many of our dreams are just nonsense, and they're meaningless. Okay, not every dream, but many dreams, and therefore, for a Tainus Chalom Bizman HaZeh, you know, generally, it's not so common. Okay. The one final point to mention, back to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is quoted in the posthumous volume. Now there are two posthumous volumes. In the first posthumous volume, there is about 30 pages of Rav Moshe biography in the beginning of the volume. And there, I think I've quoted this before, and there it says that when Rav Moshe got older and he needed dentures towards the end of his life, he did not let them take out all his teeth, because he didn't want to be nifsal and be a balmum legabe hasanhedrin. So he made him leave in a number of teeth. Whatever the halachas were, in terms of Baal Mum, there's Baal Mum for Kohanim, there's Baal Mum Lagabi Sanhedrin. So he made them leave in because he wanted to be on the Sanhedrin. As Rav Moshe put that with the story of the Rambam wanting to be buried in Tveria, because that was where the last place the Sanhedrin were. Okay, we continue. Good. That's the Agarta for today, by the way, as well. Correct. Ras of Oda, third wide line. So now we are back to the third category in the Mishnah. She is Higiyas Vanaleros, and she saw Pashas, the Mishnah was about Naras, Taner Abana, and Ras, about the Beis Aviyah, Beis Hillel Omrim, Kol Halayla Shalah, give her the whole night, right? That's Beis Shammai says, Bilas Mitzvah, Beis Hillel says, Kol Halayla Shalah, Kol Halayla Shalah, Venosin La Ona Shlema, and you give her an entire Ona. The Kama Ona Shlema, how much is an Ona? Pierce of Shivang Amlio, Laila Vachatzi Yom. The night and half a day. That's what we say first. An Ona is a night and half a day. We'll see in a minute how that works. Really? Is that an Ona? As we'll see, that's not true. An Ona is, as we've always understood, an Ona. It's one time period, either a day or a night. So, Vramini, Baryas, Vram, Abraisa, Tosefta, and Taris, Haresha, Hayugita, Vubais, Bad of Tomeos. If somebody has an olive press or a grape press, which are Tamei, Tmeyos, Ubikish, Lasos, and Batara, and he wants to do it Batara, Kesedawosa, what does he do? So, Hadafin, Vahalu, Lovin, Vahadashin, these parts of the olive press, the Dafin, the large boards that you put the grapes on, the Lovin, the brooms that the lulav they use as a broom to clean with, Adashin, all of these are not Boleya, and therefore all you have to do is Medichon, you just have to rinse them off. We'll come back to another question in a few minutes, but first let's just read the whole braisa. Ho'akalim shall not sarim, the baskets, the netting that's used, v'shel batzbutz, and of canvas, minagvan, those need to be dried, they're not bolei at all. Really, so you just dry them off from the mamash that's on them. Shel shifa, v'shel gemi, those miyashnon, those, the reeds, those you have to leave over, miyashnon. Make them old, literally. V'kama miyashin yud beis chodesh. How much do you have to be miyashin it? 12 months. 12 months. You have to leave him for a year, not use. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, manichon migat legat, umikad lekat, umibad lebad. No, you gotta leave them from season to season. from pressing season to pressing season. Don't you do that once a year? So it's the same thing as the Tanakama anyway. So you can be Nayu, Charfi Va'afli. No, it's not the same. Sometimes you have an early season, sometimes you have a later season, so it doesn't always work out to be exactly 12 months. That is the difference between the Tanakama and Rishim Ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Haros Latar Miyad. Rabbi Yossi says, let's say you want to use them right away. You want to use them Osek Batara right away. So is there a way out? Haros Latar Miyad. Yes, Magi Lamberos Fan, Duagala, put them in boiling water. Ocholtan B'mezesim. Or scald them with a little liquid that was mixed with the olives. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Mishum Reb Yossi, Manich Antachas Atzinor, leave them under running water. Shemeimav Mekalchin, Obim Ma'ayan, Shemeimav Rodfin, or water that's running down. Vekama Ona, how long do you have to leave them under there? Kederach Sha'amru B'yayin Nesach, Kachamru B'taris. Just like we see by Yayin Nesach the Ona, so too Taris. So give me 1 second, Klapilaya, B'taris Kaminan. We're talking about Taris. Who brings it? What's Yayin Nesach? We're trying to figure out how much is an Ona in Taris. And we know nothing about Yayin Nesach. So Ella, you're at the opposite. We didn't get to the question yet. Kedach Shamar B'Taris, Kachamar B'Yayin Nesach. Just like we say by Taris, so too by Yayin Nesach, the same way of kashering in certain cases. V'kama Ona, how much is that Ona? Amar B'Chei B'Abba Rabbi Yochanan, O Yom, O Laila, a day or a night. As you go, a day or a night. Rav Chana, Sha'ona, V'Amila Rabbi Chana, Bar Sha'ona, Amar Abba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Yom, Chatzi Laila, half a Yom and half a night. V'Yamar Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yisav, V'lo Pligi, and there's no difference between these two opinions. Ha B'Tekufas Yisav V'Tishri, Ha B'Tekufas Tamas V'Tebes. The length of time given is basically half a day. An Ona, meaning a day or a night when the days and nights are equal, and a half a day and a half a night when they're not equal, so it ends up being 12 hours. So, that's now question mark. How could we say on the bottom of the previous Amud that Beis Hillel says you need an Ona, Rishon Gamliel says an Ona is Laila V'chatzi Yom, a night and a half a day, which is 18 hours, 12 hours is an Ona, not 18 hours. So the Gemara answers, and then we'll go back and talk about a few things. Hachanami, yeah, here too, we're misunderstanding. Hachanami, Ema, Gabe Nida, Chatzi Yom, V'chatzi Laila. Okay, yeah, change it. By Nida also means Chatzi Yom, V'chatzi Laila. That's what he meant on the bottom of the previous summit. Follow Laila V'chatzi Yom, Kamar, but that's not what it says. He says, Laila V'chatzi Yom. So the Gemara says, you're right, we're misunderstanding the line though. Ella, Elila, Denisan, V'tish, right? Put a comma between Laila and Chatzi Yom. Laila at some times of the year, and Chatzi Yom at the other times of the year. Don't read them together. Laila, Ella, Eid, Laila, Denisan, V'tishrei. There where it's pretty equal. Echatzi Yom, Echatzi Laila, Detevis, V'tamuz. Where it is not so equal in the extreme times of the seasons. Number one. Or, V'ba Yisema, Shani Ksuba. Or, the case of Shimon Gamliel, what he was talking about, you know why he gives you the extra day in the morning? Because Ksuba, that's a case of a Ksuba case. What's a Ksuba case? Meaning this is talking about Be'ilas Mitzvah. So this is after the wedding. Shiny Ksuba, that's different, a case of a Ksuba, meaning of a wedding. Why? Demagi Batfeya Dechasmi. It takes so long to get all the details down of a Ksuba. It's not like what we have. We just have the form of the Ksuba, and then we just fill in the blanks. No. In those days, they filled in a lot of details in terms of the agreement and how much the husband commits, the chulus. It takes a long time. It says on the side, Nosin Venosnin Batuba, Umachar Dechatzi Alayla. So it could be that the husband and the wife aren't going to get together until the second half of the night. That's when you're going to have the first half of the following day. That's the case that it's talking about, but in general, altogether, you get 12 hours. 12 hours, period. Good, let's go back. First of all, Tosfos just has this, we'll do it first, we'll go backwards. Tosfos on top of that has the Ha'ara that he just doesn't understand, the Havamina. The Gemara asked in the Shakla V'Tarya that the Tanakama says you gotta wait 12 months, or Rav Shimon Gamliel says you have to wait from season to season. So aren't they the same? She does. We say no, sometimes seasons come earlier or later. Tosfos says, what do you mean? What's the Havamina? One says 12 months, one says from season to season. But let's say the season takes a month. So the second opinion only holds 11 months, because you go from the end of the season to the beginning of the next season. So Tosfos says, Ika tuva iki binayo. There's a lot in between. So what's the Havamina? So if Yesh Lomar, Tosfos answers, the sphere of the Tanakama l'machmer tfei miyud beis chashi levana. Maybe the Havamin is that the Tanakama wouldn't hold more than 12 lunar months. And the ripening of the fruit obviously goes by the solar months. Imkemi, sof galat, tchilas gat, ika yud beis chashi levana. Even if you leave out that month, you go from the end of the season to the beginning of the next season, it's going to be 12 months in the Chod Sheh Levana. So that was the question. That's how it would be exact. There is, though, an important discussion of the Rishonim on this case totally. What's the case here of this Tosefta? We have a person wants to make his Gat, that is Beis Avad, Tahar. So what does he do? He does all these Hadacha, or he does Miyashen, or Niguv. What about Tevila? Don't you always need to put a clean in the mikvah? Something is Tameh. Don't you always have to put it into the mikvah? So Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says, yeah, you put it in the mikvah afterwards. When the Rambam quotes this case of Tumas Ofla, he says, in all these cases, Achmas Vilan. Right, that's a big detail not to leave out, unless you say it's so obvious. But it's a pretty big detail that according to the Rambam it doesn't say. The Rash in Meseches Taharis, the last Mishnah in Taharis, the Rash Mishans, which is one of the great Rishonim on the before the Yachanu Boaz. Now we talk about before Kahati. Now we have everybody learns Kahati, Mishnayis. Before Kahati we had the Yachanu Boaz with the Rav Bar Tanura and the Tosfos Yontif and the Tiferes Yisrael. Before they had that in the mid Achronim period, we had the Rash and the Rambam. If you look in the back of Maseches Nida in the big fat Shas Gemaras, so we have the rest of all the Masechtos of Taurus there. So you have the Rambam on the inside and the Rash Mishas on the outside. So the Rash there on the last Mishnah in Maseches Taurus, he discusses this Tosefta and he says, Lo kohani lo boi tefila. Dipshute kliets lo boi tefila. We're talking about flat wooden kalim. Flat metal kalim. If somebody has a tray, a flat metal kli that is a kli. It's used as a kli. A tray, that's makabel tumah. Daraisa. It's a flat metal kli. Pshute kliets are not makabel tumah. That's the din. They need a base kibble, like a kli cheres. The pshute kliets lo boi tefila. Elatzorach lo hasir mashke hatame shenidvak bohen. That's all you have to do. So you just have to remove it. And once you remove it, so that is all you need to do. It becomes tar. That's what we're talking about. That and the Meiri, when he mentions this, has a great diuk. And he says, "How do you know that? How do you know that there were, these things? We're not talking about being matar them because they're not makabel tumah. Because what is the language? Bikesh la'asosan b'tahara. He doesn't say bikesh la'taharan. It's not makabel tumah. You're not trying to be matar them. Bikesh, you want to do your new grapes and olives b'tahara." Meaning you want to get off the tumah that's on these kalim. Bikesh la'asosan b'tahara. It's the diuk of the Meiri. It doesn't say bikesh la'taharan. So that's how you know that it's referring to pshute kli eitz. Yayin Nesach came up along the way. As we know, remember the three levels of Yayin Nesach that come up in Halacha Lamaisa. Obviously, Yayin Nesach D'Oraisa is where we know wine that was poured to an Avodah Zarah. That's Aser D'Oraisa, Aser Ba'achila, Aser B'Hana. That is generally not what comes up as Vanazeh. After that, though, we have the next level down of Stam Yenam, wine that belongs to a non-Jew. So that is also D'Rabban Nazar, because we have no idea whether this was Nisnasich or not. So we have to be Machmir. That is the next level down. And finally, the third level down is wine that is owned by a Jew that was touched by a non-Jew. Wine was owned by a Jew touched by a non-Jew. So that also, if the non-Jew touches a wine that's open, an open bottle of wine, so then he ruins it and he has to throw it out, Midrabanan again, because of the Xera extension of Stam Yenam. That's why whenever you have a fancy wine, right, Stam Mavushal, all Mavushal wines aren't subject to these laws. But if one has a non-Mavushal wine, goes to a restaurant, non-Mavushal wine, it's always the Mashgiach that comes out to open the bottle of wine, because if one has a non-Jewish waiter, you know, he can't bring you the bottle of open wine, because that would matrif it. Okay, so those are the three levels of Yayin Nesach. Maybe if we have time at the end, we'll come back, but there's more to do, so let's continue. Middle of the Amud. Rav Shmuel Dami Travayu. Rav and Shmuel say, what's the halacha lamaisa of Dam Besulim? Halacha bo bilas mitzvah parish. The halacha is bilas mitzvah. That's it, you get a bilas mitzvah, one, the bilas mitzvah and parish, and then they have to separate. Meaning you don't get one night as many bias as one wants. You get, though, a full ma'isa bia, which we'll talk about. Masav Rav Chizda, ma'isa v'nasan la'Rabbi da'aleiz v'dof Yud Beis Chodesh. What about the story we had earlier? Didn't Rabbi give four nights in Yud Beis Chodesh? Amalei Rava. Rava says, or Amalei Rava, haduya percha lamali, osim imathisan. I don't see it. Why are you asking from a story of a brisa from Rabbi four nights? Why don't you just ask from the Mishnah? The Mishnah has more than bias mitzvah. So who suffer ma'isa rav? So Rabba thought, no, it's better to ask from a story where a person paskin halacha la ma'isa, Right, the difference between saying something in the Beis Medrash versus paskening that way al kalamaisa, that's a more assertive and a psak that reflects that a person really believes it. Somebody told me recently, very recently, that Reb David Feinstein has said a number of times in his shiurim that B'Shem's father, B'Shem Rav Moshe, that when there are certain machlokos, I don't know if this is a general rule or certain times, when there's a machlokos between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, sometimes Rav Moshe would pasken like the Aruch HaShulchan because the Aruch HaShulchan was a Rav. He was a Rav who was giving psakim halacha lamaisa. He wasn't just a Rosh Yeshiva, not just. He wasn't a Rosh Yeshiva who was more paskening just from the svarim from the yeshiva, but the Aruch HaShulchan was a posek who was being asked the shaila. So there's a certain level of authority of the psak that the Aruch HaShulchan had, Rav Moshe said, that was different than the Mishnah Berurah. Interesting. But that's based on the idea of Maisa Rav. Maisa Rav. That's not a general rule. Nobody should always say, okay, we pass by the Aruch HaShulchan. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's an interesting svara, though, given for certain cases. Okay, people could ask Hamidim of Ramoshe to verify more. So who savra Maisa Rav? So he felt Maisa Rav, and that's why he asked the question from the Braisa. Either way, Mikom Makom Rav Shmuel Kasha, but Maisa isn't an Akasha and Rav Shmuel, because the Braisa and the Mishnah both give other measures for what is mutter for dam basulim. Like my answer is no. Inu da avdu karabo seinu. Rav and Shmuel held like Rabo seinu. The Tanya, a different brisa. The Tanya Rabo seinu. Chaz rubanim no abolos b'olos b'los mitzvah parish. They decided, they counted, they voted that bizman hazeh we're bol b'los mitzvah and then we are parish. Period. A little more and then we'll talk about it. Amar ula kiavi bari Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish b'tinokos. Ula said when Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish were being osek in our perek in the perek of tinokos loavi maski mina, they didn't take out from it. They didn't go up from it like salka daita loavi maski mina elikad the masik talim bekarba, as much as a fox gets from a plowed field, which is not much. Meaning they did this whole Mishnah, and our whole Mishnah is not Lamaisa. And they just ended off their discussion by saying, maybe they had a big discussion in the Beis Medrash, but Halacha Lamaisa, Bol Bilas Mitzvah Parish. Just do the Bias Mitzvah, and then that's it. Amalei Rabbi Avla Ravashi, Elamayata, Bal Nefesh Loigmar Biyaso. So you're going to tell me, Rabbi Avla asked Ravashi, that it's Bol Bilas Mitzvah, so it's a Chumra, so we should be even more Machmir, we should suggest to people that as little as possible you should do, that it wouldn't even have a Gemar Biya? So Amalei, EK Libonokvo Parish. No, Chas V'Shalom, don't do that. Tell them that they should be gomer the bia. The chumra doesn't kick in until after the maisa bia. Libo no full parish. If we tell people that, even right away, come out, so then that is something that we don't want to do. We don't want people to have second thoughts about the maisa bia itself. We tell the chassan that they should have a complete maisa bia, and only after that, that's when, the heter is over. Okay, a lot to talk about here. Let's see what we can fit in. The discussion of the halacha lemaisa of Abba Avias Vizu Porish. First of all, Rashi says here, machlokas we shown him, but Rashi says here, this is even bein higiyah zmana bein lo higiyah. Even lo higiyah zmana liros. Again, based on all the categories in the Mishnah, this is the halacha lemaisa. The shaila is why. This is a chumra d'rabanan, which we know, we paskin like Shulchan Aruch Kosis and Yeridei and Kufsad Gimel and in Evena Ezer and Sama Gimel. That is what we hold. Hakonis is Absula, Bol Bilas Mitzvah, Vigomer Biaso, Uporesh Miad. He finishes his Bia. Meaning, this is different, it's pointed out by the Poskim. It's different than Rachmanu Litzlan. If somebody's in the middle of a Maisa Bia, and then somehow his wife becomes a Nida at that moment, so then he's not Gomer. Then at that moment, they have to try to stop what they're doing, and he has to relax and calm himself down, and then Biyotse Be'ever Mace. That is in that case. But in our case, no. Gomer Biyaso. He has a full Maisa Bia, and he doesn't have to rush to come out. Uporish, right after he finishes the Maisa Bia, then he is Porish Miyad. I feel like Tanish Lugi is on a Liros, like Rashi says, Velo Rasa. I feel like Barka Velo Mosa Dam. Tamea, automatically, even if there is no dam, as long as we know it was a full maisa bia. Many of the time, again, this is something that the chassan classes are discussed to tell the chassan before they get married, and that's why it's the importance of having a rav. You know, many times after a wedding, the question is whether there was a maisa bia or not. Maisa bia. So if there was dam, one has to be machmir, but if there was no dam, that's where the shilas come up, and therefore every chassan needs to have a posek to talk about these issues with. After the wedding, but that is the Shulchan Aruch. V'tzichet shricha shetipso patara v'tipto kol shiva v'lotaska limnos. And you have to once dam besulim is considered as if there's dam nida. So the shaila is why? Where did this chumra come from? Where did the chumrah come from? We know there's a principle called dam maka. Dam maka is not uterine blood. So we know dam psulim is also not uterine blood. It's not uterine blood. So what are we worried about? So a number of suggestions given by the Rishonim. I'll mention four. The Gaonim, the Tshuva's Gaonim quote, that maybe dam psulim causes damnida, like we had before, that certain types of charada, we had the Mishnah Daf Lamed Tes, charada causes or removes, we discussed by Esther about the Schal Kalamal Kamaod, sometimes certain major events to the physical body of the woman causes. So maybe that's what Chazal were worried about. Okay, Dam Bisulim causes damnida. The Rashba writes in the Shuva that no. Maybe, just like we said, that it's shchiach, that sometimes people could be bo'al bahataya. So maybe a person is bo'al bahataya. Do you know for sure that it's dam nida? Also a little tzarachian, because let's say the woman has pain, which many times there is. So you're pretty sure that it wasn't bahataya. A third idea the Rashba mentions, I mean the second of the Rashba, is that maybe the reason we can be machmer here, not by other makos, is by other makos, it's forever. It's forever. You have a dam mako, it can be months and months and months. But here, there's a one-time thing, or a two-time thing, and that's why Chazal were machmer by this maka. The shita that might be accepted by most, and that is what the Rush says right here. The Rush says here in Siman Aleph, Venir Ali, the Tam Lachum Razu, Lo Bishvil Shen Nachos Shem Yasa Damana Makorim Dam Psulim. We're not worried that there's Dam Nida mixed into these Dam Psulim. No. Ela Tam Chum Razu. The time of this chumrah is mishum. The beilas we know in our mishnah. There's all different halachas, all different categories. Lo yigias man aliros, higias man velo rasa, bogeres. All these different details. Is everybody going to remember all these different details? So tam chumrah zu mishum the beilas mitzvah la kol masura the ein hakol bekiyin bechilak sheish bein tinokas shelo yigias man aliros ubein yigias mana ubein bogeres ubein rasa ubein lo rasa. Not everybody knows all the details in the halachas. Right, it's confusing. Va'od, mishum dechassan, yisra tokfo, and also a chassan is gonna be hard pressed, right? He wants to be with his wife, he hasn't been with his wife yet, and yisra tokfo, in terms of the limitations, that this chassan is gonna have limitations, this chassan is not gonna have limitations. So, hilkach is kimur abosinu lahashvos kulan, velitin lahem din chumra shebechumros. They take the most chumra category, hainu, bogerish sherasa. They treat everyone like a bogerish sherasa, which may ikra din, is nosin la bi'ilas mitzvah. Right, just that. He writes, like we paskin, he doesn't have to be porish be'ever mace, like the Ravid says. No, he's porish be'ever chai. And because they were machmir about this, so that is the basis for the halacha. Interesting, machlokas achronim. If a woman has to have an operation, has to have surgery, let's say she has some type of psulim, so the hymen is so stuck and so wedged in, and the makeup of the woman is that she needs an operation to remove the hymen. So does that make her anita? Is that low plug? Right, we say that all these cases, the Rosh says, you know, lakom asura, and therefore they don't know the chilukim. But does that include a case where the hymen does not come out from a maisabiyah? So Rav Moshe writes in, this was the other Rav Moshe I picked up before, in Yaradeya, Chelek Aleph Simin Pei Zayin, Bo'otziu HaBesulim Al Yidei Instrument, Im Sricha Leishiv Shivinakiyim. Does it make her a Nida? Rav Moshe says it does not. It does not make her a Nida. Rav Avad Yosef also has a Shuvah, it does not make her a Nida. Nishalti Me'echad, Kasha Lo Haya Efshalo Livo Bir Rishona, Mitzad, Sha Pesach Haya Sassum Biyoser, V'Hutzrucha L'Rofe, Shi Yifateach Ez HaPesach Be'Instrument, U'Lahotzi Adam Besulim, V'Im Lo Yiv'o Be'Oso Yom, Amar HaRofe, Shi Yish Lachu, Shi Yizdabik Odapam, Im Yish Bazed Din Prisha, and the doctor said that they have to have Bia that day, because we're worried that it's going to close up. But I guess similar to a hole of an ear, where if somebody has a woman has pierced ears, if you don't wear earrings for a while, the hole closes up again. So the doctor told them they have to have bia that day. So veishavti shemuteris labayla veinetzricha shivinakim betfila ki ari dam besulamu beetsem dam maka rak b'mashi yatzo idei bia asur chachamim velo idei hakaz dam umashinks. Says the Moshe, and he quotes our Rush. Ayin Rush Rosh Perakatinokas. He quotes that. He says that was only instituted for Bias and not for all Dambasulim coming out. Good. Another discussion in the Rishonim is when did this come? When did this Takana start? The Rambam writes here in the Pirush Mishnah is this is part of Chumrah Rebbe Zeira, who is on Tamara's daf for Zeira, but Benetz Yochachru Alatzmam. Chumrah Rebbe Zeira. That is the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah. The Aruch HaShulchan points out this Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah. The Kesem Mishnah suggests in one place, maybe it was a little later, maybe it was suggested earlier, but it was only Makuba later. But this is an important an important discussion of Dam Besulim, Lamaisa, Lamaisa. Like the Rush says, we treat everyone like a Bogerish Arasa, which, by the way, is not really a Chumrah Bezmanazeh, because most women that are getting married today are Bogros Sharasa. They're Bogros Sharasa. They picked all the most Chumrah category. So that's exactly what the Gemara says, is Meikar Adin. Yes, it's a Chumrah to treat that. Bechal, and the Gemara is already a Chumrah, because it's Tamaka. But at least it's not the, it's more Chumrah than the other categories in the Mishnah. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. Do a little more. Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara second wide line. Vekula, back to the categories. No, back to the categories, not Rav and Shmuel Lamaisa. Tanur Rabbanan, Vekalu, Vekulan, Shayishof was Dam. Ubaos, Mitok Dala Lelos, Laacha Dala Lelos, Mitok Alayla, Laacha Alayla. Let's say a woman is Shofaz Dam from within the time period that we attributed to the Dam Basulim versus after. Let's say, right, we give her 4 nights. So she starts bleeding within the 4 nights and then she's still bleeding afterwards. Or if it's a case where she only has 1 night, right, Mitok Alayla Alayla. So Kulon Tzrichos, Livdokat Tzatzman. In those cases, a woman have to check herself. Why? Because the Tanakhama here says that there's a difference in the color. In those days, they were Bukian in those colors. There's a difference in the color of Dam Basulim and not Dam Basulim, and therefore, she has to check herself there. In those cases, Rashi says both kosim nishtanu maradamim ubekulan, and in all these cases, Rabbi Meir machmer kedivrei Beis Shammai. In all these cases of shofos, Rabbi Meir is machmer like Beis Shammai for a ktana dal lelos to be matzor chabadika if she is shofas v'shar reios shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. But by the other reios where she's not shofas, Rashi says halach achar maradamim. Then you just go by the maradam shere meir omer maradamim mishunin hein zemizet. So Rameir's into the bedikos. Ketsa, there's a difference. Ketsa, dam nida adom, dam besulim eno adom. Very red or a diff, not so red. Dam nida zihum, dam besulim eno zihum. It's mizuham, it's misty, it's cloudy, it's not clear. Dam nida bamina makor, dam besulim bamina tzadin. That says there's a difference. That's what Rameir says. Amar Yisra bar Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zudiv Rabbi Meir. This is all Rabbi Meir, but avachacham omrim kom maradamim achasein. Vachamim say, no, they're not so different that we would be able to rely on chilukim, and therefore, within this time, everything is mutter, and after this time, after the limit is over, so then it would be us, or we wouldn't rely on the dikos. Period. We'll stop here. Fellowship tomorrow, we get into Ramat, Ramach Mastashmish, we get into Chumrat Rabbi Zera. Tomorrow is Chumrat Rabbi Zera Day. Kolorai Labila, two Rabbi Zeras come up tomorrow. Kolorai Labila comes up on Amid Beis. Rav Hashem, we will continue. Again, Rav Hashem, looking forward. All the RSVPs, looking forward to having the CM next Thursday night. Also, those who listen on podcast, I was asked to announce that please, you can go to the Project Sinai website to see more information about the CM. Again, projectsinai.org. Those who listen on podcast, feel free to check out the information online.